这个救人的工作借着谁来做？
So the work of saving men, who will be doing this work?
主耶稣交代门徒去传福音，让人受洗，信而得救。
And Jesus has taught the disciple and commanded them to preach the gospel and have people believe and be baptized.
其实是在教他们怎么建立教会。
And actually, he is teaching the disciples on how to establish church.
因为神的救赎当中安排了基督。
And during God's redemption, it was arranged for Christ to come.
但是主耶稣升天之后
，But after the resurrection of Lord Jesus，
主耶稣的身体留在人间
，And the body of Christ has remained on into the world。
主耶稣的头留在人间
，And the head of Christ has remained on。
所以我们说，教会是基督的身体
，And so we have said that church is the body of Christ。
所以我们说，基督是教会的头。
And we have said Christ is the head of the church.
这是神很早以前就定的。
And long ago, this was established by God.
耶稣升天之后，借着基督的身体来救世人。
And after the resurrection of Christ, and through the body of Jesus, it was to save mankind.
我们来看一下以弗所书三章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章九节。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9.
以弗所书三章九节，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。第十节。
Verse 10.
为要借着教会，是天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。十一节。
Verse 11.
这是造神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。所以神在创世以前预定基督来救赎我们。
And so before the creation of the world by God, it was determined that Lord Jesus will come and save mankind.
神也预定借着基督的教会来救赎我们。
And God has pre-established that through Christ will be setting up church to be saving us.
所以这是创世以前，创世以前神在主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
And this was determined before the creation of the world and is actually the will of God.
所以借着教会来救人。
So through church, it will be saving mankind.
我们早上也特别提到通往死亡的、灭亡的、走的人很多。
And this morning we have talked about that many people walk on a pathway leading to destruction.
因为宽门大路。
And because of the wide gate and wide road.
那引到永生的门窄路小，找到的人很少。
And the roads that lead to eternal life is very narrowed and very small, and not many people will find it.
那你必须找到那个通往永生的门路。
And you have to find the way that leads to eternal life.
也就是耶稣基督所立的真教会。
And that would be the true church that's established by Lord Jesus Christ.
你不只要找到。
Not only should you find it.
你还要进去。
And you have to enter it.
你不只要进去。
Not only should you enter it,
还要一直在里面蒙主的保守。
And you have to be kept under the protection of the Lord within.
所以主耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
So Lord Jesus have said that he is the true vineyard. He is the true vine.
父是栽培的人。
And the Father is the cultivator.
所以你们离开枝子就自己不能做什么了。
And if you were to depart from the branches, you cannot accomplish anything by yourself.
你一离开那个枝子，一离开那个真葡萄树。
And once you depart from the branch and the vine,
你所结出来的果子。
And the fruits that you'll be bearing,
天父不要。
And the Heavenly Father would not want it.
撒旦在外面等着要。
And because Satan is waiting outside for you.
所以 耶稣说你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。
So Jesus have said that you should be inside me and I'll be inside you.
所以那个通往永生的门窄路小，因为条件很多。
And because the road that leads to eternal life is very narrow and small because there are a lot of qualifications.
这是神在创世以前就定。
And this was determined before the creation of the world.
所以你必须去找到那个真教会。
And so you have to find the true church.
我们早上花很多时间来谈到一个真教会必须有圣灵。
And this morning we have spent a lot of time talking about being the true church. You must have the Holy Spirit.
我们也去谈到讲方言、讲预言是受圣灵的凭据。
And we also have talked about that speaking in tongue and speaking of prophecy, it's one of the conditions of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以从这个来看，一个教会是不是有圣灵的同在。
So from this we could see that whether a church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣再三讲信的人有神迹随着他们。
And Lord Jesus Christ has re-emphasized that the believers has miracles and wonders that follows them.
圣灵所展现出来的都是神迹。
And anything that Holy Spirit reveals are considered miracles.
靠圣灵赶鬼，靠圣灵讲方言讲预言，靠圣灵的带领传福音的事工。
Whether it's casting out demons or whether speaking prophecy or whether speaking in tongue, whether you're preaching, is all through Holy Spirit's
wonders. 所以主耶稣要门徒等候，一定要有上头来的能力，然后你们才出去传福音。
So Lord Jesus Christ wanted the disciple to wait and kept still, and you must wait for the power that comes from above before go out and preach.
没有上头来的能力，你们没有办法建立教会。
Without the power from above, you would not have the ability to establish church.
不是靠着才能，不是靠着势力，也不是靠着聪明才智，乃是靠神的灵才能成事。
It's not through your own powers or authority, it's actually through the Spirit of God that this could be accomplished.
所以在找真教会当中，神会给我们一个明确的证据。
So the process of looking for a true church that God will show us a clear and defined direction.
就像在旧约当中一直应许，有一只为我们而生，有一个婴孩要为我们而生。
And just like it was prophesied in the Old Testament that a child must be born for us.
会有一个兆头。
And there will be a sign.
也就是一个明显的证据。
And this is a clear evidence of such things.
所以从你怀孕生子，起名以马内利。
And the virgin was conceived and pregnant, and then the name was Emmanuel.
这个证据到今天很多人不愿意接受。
And a lot of people would not accept this evidence today.
因为根据人的常理来判断不对劲。
Because it's different according to the logic of people.
你没有怀孕怎么生子啊？
And if you're not pregnant, how can you give birth?
那神的灵怎么会变成人？
And how would God's spirit be transformed into men?
那如果真的是的话，怎么会生在马槽？应该是光芒万丈、非常荣耀、非常光辉的地方，怎么会在马槽？
And if that's the case, why was he born in a stable? He should be born in a very beautiful and very extravagant and royal place.
那怎么会被追杀？
And why was he pursued after for his to be murdered?
所以人用很多的方法来看神的证据。
And so man uses many different ways to see the evidence from God.
这是一个错误。
And this is a mistake.
神是灵。
God is the Spirit.
很多灵里的工作不是人的肉眼看得明白的。
Many works in the spirit form cannot be viewed as the physical eyesight of men.
也不是人的肉心所能理解的。
And it's not something that the physical heart of a human can comprehend.
所以从旧约到新约，虽然给了这么多神理的证据。
So from Old Testament to New Testament, although we have gathered and revealed much evidence,
你必须有神的灵才有神理的感觉。
And you have to have the spirit of God in order to see the true, to have the true understanding in spirit.
所以神迹信的人必有神迹随着他们。
So to all believers that miracles shall follow them.
神迹就是从神来的一个证据。
And miracle, it's a evidence that comes from God directly.
也就是神从神那边来的一个工作的结果。
And so this is a result from the work from God.
啊，所以让人从神的工作看到什么？
So from God's work, a man could see what?
看到神的同在。
And it could see that the abidance of the Lord.
所以讲新方言，讲新灵言，讲预言都是从神来的证据。
And speaking new prophecy and speaking in new tongue are all evidence from God.
由这个证据让我们知道人有没有受圣灵。
And from this evidence, we could tell that whether a person has received the Holy Spirit.
人受圣灵是得天国基业的凭据。
And a person to receive the Holy Spirit is the evidence that he will be receiving the inheritance of heaven.
啊，所以保罗会到处看到信徒。信的时候受了圣灵没有啊
？And Paul would especially wanted to see all the members when they believe if they have received the Holy Spirit or not.
你信的时候不受圣灵
？When you believed, have you received the Holy Spirit?
到最后也没受圣灵。
And at the end, you have not still not received the Holy Spirit.
你进不了天国的。
You will not be able to allow to enter into kingdom of God.
因为这是得天国基业的凭据。
And because this is a pact of going into heaven.
神把圣灵赐下，借着约珥先知，借着耶稣基督来传，信的人一定会受圣灵。
And God has descended the Holy Spirit, and through the preaching of prophet and Jesus, that when you believe, at the end you would receive the Holy Spirit.
而且会有神迹随。
And you would have miracles that follow you.
所以这是主耶稣基督很肯定的。
And this was affirmed by Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你如果去的教会从来都没有人在讲圣灵，也没有听到讲灵言，那你要小心了。
So if the church that you go to would never talk about Holy Spirit, was speaking in tongues, you should be careful.
啊，他跟你讲信的时候就受圣灵。
And they probably would tell you that once you believe, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
他跟你讲洗的时候就受圣灵。
And they would say to you that once you baptize, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
但是你没有一个证据啊。
But you have no evidence of such things.
从圣经里面来看，受圣灵的都有证据。
And from what we see in the Bible, it is crucial to have evidence once you receive Holy Spirit.
五旬节圣灵大降的时候，他们讲起别国的话来，也是讲方言、讲方言。
And during Pentecostal day, when all the crowds receive the Holy Spirit, they speak in a different tongue and dialect.
彼得跟哥尼流一家人讲到的时候
，And when Peter was speaking to Cornelius and family,
为什么知道他们受圣灵
？Why would he know that they had received the Holy Spirit？
因为见圣灵也降在他们身上，为什么？因为他们也在讲方言，称赞神伟大。
Because he has saw them speaking in tongue.
所以是可以听的，可以看的，可以触摸的。
And this is something that you could see and you could hear and you could touch.
所以信的人有神迹，随着会说新方言。
So the believers would have miracles and wonders that follows them.
一个真的教会。也会有神迹随着这个教会也会说新方言。
And so a true church would have miracles that follows it, and then it would speak of new prophecies.
因为这是从神里来的一个证据，这是神很早就安排的。
Because this is an evidence from God, it was prearranged very long time ago.
这是主耶稣升天前特别交代的，会给你们这些证据。
And this was talked about before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that evidence will be given to you.
教会是主耶稣用宝血赎来。
And church is redeemed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
教会是主耶稣升天之后借着圣灵来建立来带领。
And church was established by Christ after he has resurrected.
所以圣灵建立的教会一定会说新方言。
So any church that's established by the Holy Spirit will be speaking the new tongue.
所以教会是不是真教会？
So if a church is a true church,
圣灵建立的教会一定会讲新方言，因为这是主耶稣说的。
And a church that's established by the Holy Spirit will speak in new tongue because this was described by Jesus.
所以教会如果自认有圣灵，但又不讲新方言、不讲灵言，那这跟主耶稣所交代的不一样。
So if a church thinks that they have Holy Spirit, but instead they don't speak in tongue, this is completely different of what Jesus has ordered.
主耶稣特别交代他们在耶路撒冷等候，因为要等候那圣灵来。你们被圣灵浇灌，然后你们得到上头的能力。
And Lord Jesus Christ have especially instructed them to be waiting in Jerusalem to receive the Spirit from above, and then you will receive power.
这个一定要有，必然要有。
And you must have this.
人必须受圣灵才是进天国基业的凭据，教会也必须受圣灵才能够提供给你。
And men must receive the Holy Spirit as evidence into entering to heaven, and the church must have Holy Spirit in order to provide you with that Holy Spirit environment.
所以一个教会一定要有圣灵同在。
So a church must have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
一定要有圣灵的带领。
It must have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
带领我们明白真理，带领我们传福音的事工。
And it's guiding us to understand the truth, and it's guiding us to preach the gospel.
带领我们在神里面灵修。
And it's guiding us to spiritual cultivate within God.
我们来看一下罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第九节
，verse 9，
罗马书八章九节
，Romans chapter 8 verse
9。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you.And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
所以为什么说你一定要受圣灵？这是得天国基业的凭据，因为你没有圣灵，你不属基督嘛。
So why does it say that you must receive the Holy Spirit in order to have the inheritance of heaven? Because if you don't, you don't belong to Christ.
所以人没有基督的灵，人没有受圣灵，人不属基督。
So if you don't have the Spirit of Christ with you and you don't receive the Holy Spirit, you do not belong to Christ.
教会没有基督的灵，也不会属基督。
And if the church would not have the Spirit of God, would not be belonging to Christ.
教会如果不属基督，
if the church does not belong to Christ,
就不是基督的教会。
And it is not a church of Christ.
不是基督的教会就不会引人到永生。
And if it's not the church of Christ, will not guide people to eternal life.
因为那是宽门大路的教会。
And because that's a church with a wide open road and white gates.
引人到灭亡。
And will lead men to destruction.
做的人也很多。
Many people are walking on it.
主耶稣说信的人一定有神迹随着。
And Lord Jesus have said that all the believers must have miracles and wonders that follows them.
所以我们要去哪里信？
So where we go to believe this?
到基督的身体里面去信。
You have to go inside the body of Christ to believe this.
进入基督的身体。
You must enter into the body of Christ.
也让基督的灵住在你心里。
And you will let the Spirit of God and Christ dwell within your hearts.
这才是一个真正的信。
And this is a true belief.
所以人所去的教会，主耶稣会给你一个证据，因为主耶稣说我会用证据给你们看。
So the church that men goes, Lord Jesus Christ will give you an evidence.
所以人一定会在教会看到神迹。
So men will see miracles in church.
所以一个真教会一定会有神迹随着，这是一个教会成立的肯定的第二个条件。
And so a true church must have miracles and signs that follows it, and this has to be defined.
所以有圣灵有神迹。
So when you have the Holy Spirit, you have miracles.
赶鬼啦，治病啦， 这个都是神迹，神的灵的工作，但是看起来是神迹。
Whether it's casting out demons or healing the sick, and this is actually the work of God, and it's considered a miracle.
这是主耶稣升天前再三交代、再三肯定的。
And this was reaffirmed by Lord Jesus Christ before his resurrection.
我们来看一下马可福音十六章。
Turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章
Mark chapter 16
我们看二十节
And we will read verse 20
门徒出去到处宣传福音主和他们同工用神迹随着证实所传的道阿们
And then the disciple went out and preached everywhere and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his words by the signs that accompanied
所以圣灵来建立教会
And so Holy Spirit established the church
主耶稣用宝血用他的身体换到教会
Lord Jesus Christ used his precious blood to exchange for the true church
主耶稣还是跟他们同工
Lord Jesus Christ accompanies them
同工也就是跟着他们一起做神的工
And Lord Jesus Christ is working alongside and working with them
而且用神迹随着
And there are miracles that confirms it.
那个神迹给我们一个证据
And this is the evidence to us.
让工人知道，哎呀，真的有神在跟我们同工。
So the workers would know that God is working with us.
让信徒知道，啊，这真是真神所立的教会。
And so the members would know that this is aChurch that is established by the true God.
所以这边主耶稣特别说，一定会有神迹随着。
So here the Lord have said that there are signs that would accompany it.
随着这个教会。
And through this church.
让信的人知道这是主同工的教会。
And to all believers that believe would know that this is a church that has the abidance of the Lord.
让信人知道这个教会所传的道理是从神来的，从主耶稣来的。
And let people know that.This church will preach the gospel and a sermon that's directly from God.
是不是每个教会都有神迹随着?
It's all the churches would have miracles accompanying it.
神迹跟奇迹一不一样?
And miracles and signs are a little different.
神迹是从神来的。
And miracles are actually from God.
那奇迹呢?
And what about wonders and signs?
奇迹看来有的好像也是从神来的。
And wonders, sometimes it might seem appear that's from God.
但是鬼也会行奇迹啊。
And but the demons will know how to perform wonders as well.
啊，所以主耶稣特别在讲，在末世的时候要小心啊，假先知、假基督来啊，显神迹奇事啊，显明都迷惑。
And so Lord Jesus have said that you have to be watchful at end times because there are false prophets who will perform wonders.
所以你要用神迹去检验教会，肯定教会，你要非常小心。
And so if you want to decipher the authenticity of the church, you have to use miracles.
你必须有属灵的眼光，你必须有属灵的能力，你才可以看得出来。
You must have spiritual foresight and you must have spiritual ability to distinguish.
所以你要看这个到底是奇迹还是神迹啊。
So you have to know for sure whether this is wonders or this is miracles.
因为在末世的时候，神给我们的不只说用灵浇灌你们，让你们讲方言。
Because during end time, it's not only that we will be showered with His Spirit, and so we could speak in tongue.
当彼得在跟那些人讲说，哎，你们不要以为他们是喝醉酒的。
So Peter was telling the people that do not think that these people are drunk because of wine.
他特别引用耶尔先知的话。
And he was referring to Prophet Joel.
不止人要讲方言做异梦
and not only this man will have dreams and miracles
是理解
vision and visions
还有奇怪的梦异梦。
And these are actually visions.
然后我们来看彼得也特别讲了一些现象。
And we will see that Peter have talked about this as well.
其实这个现象是神借耶尔先知来讲的。
And this phenomenon was preached by Prophet Joel.
神的话永远立定。
And God's word will forever exist.
所以耶尔先知来传，使徒彼得来传。
So through Prophet Joel and through the Apostle Peter.
在我们看使徒行传二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
十七十八在讲会让仆人和使女有血气的会说预言。
And verse 17 and 18 is talking about that the sons and daughter will speak prophecy.
十九到二十一特别讲到天上的奇事，地下的神迹。
And 19 to 21 is talking aboutwonders in the heaven and above, and the signs on the earth below.
二十一节说，到那时候，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
And 21 says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
这是末世中的末世。
And so this is the end last days of the end times.
所以，天国是忍耐到最后的人进去的。
And so heaven is for somebody that perseveres till the end will enter.
天国是一直到最后你都不被迷惑。
And heaven is a place that you would not be confused and puzzled until the end.
你还一直坚守神给你的那一份信心。
And you're holding on to the faith that's from God.
不被迷惑。
You would not be puzzled.
一直持守在主的教训里面。
And you're holding on to the principal teachings of the Lord.
这个才是所谓的求告主名。
And this is to be praying to the name of the Lord.
这里所说的求告主名，不是那些单称呼主啊主啊，但却不遵循天父旨意的。
And this is not the same as the people that's calling the name of the Lord, but they would not follow the commandments.
所以真的求告主名的要遵循天父旨意。
So whoever call on the name of the Lord would have to follow the Lord's commandments.
所以这是神的安排。那在幕后会有这些人觉得很奇怪，怎么会这样，怎么会那样，这是神的安排。
So this is the arrangement of God, and during end times these things will happen.
神要将神的灵浇灌在的仆人和使女身上，他们会说预言。
And God will descend spirits on the sons and daughters so they would speak prophecy.
这是神给的应许，这是神给的证据。
And this is the evidence and promise from God.
不只借着耶尔先知来传，不只借着使徒来传，耶稣也特别交代。
And not only through the prophet Joel, and not only through the apostles, but Jesus Christ emphasized it himself.
主耶稣特别谈到。
Lord Jesus Christ have talked about this.
在那个末世的时候，你要谨慎，不要被迷惑。
During the last days, you have to be vigilant, and you should not be confused.
我们来看一下马太二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
四节。
Verse 4.
马太福音二十四章四节。
Matthew 24 verse 4.
耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们呐。”第五节
Verse 5,
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。十一节
Verse 11,
且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。十三节
Verse 13,
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。这里面所说的忍耐到底，也就是说你可以经得起各样的试炼和试探。
And to persevere until the end, meaning that you will be able to sustain all trials and temptations.
因为有很多奇奇怪怪的来，不止天上有 一些奇怪的事情，地上也有一些神迹，而且还有人假冒主耶稣的名来。
And because there are many people, and many things that comes from all over heaven and earth, to try to deceive you.
这些人来第五节说，跟你讲说他是基督啊，要迷惑许多人。
And so many people will come and claiming that I am the Christ.
所以这些假基督。
And so these false prophets.
这些假基督就藏在宽门大路里面。
And they will be, walking and hiding among the open road.
他一直跟你招手，进来啊，进来啊，进来，你进来就得救了。
And he's waving at you to tell you to come in, and you will be saved.
其实进去的都是引到死亡的吧。
And if you come in, it will lead to death.
所以我们要防备假先知。
So we have to prevent false prophets.
而且也要注意假基督啊。
And we have to look out and be watchful of false Christ.
所以24节主耶稣特别讲，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事，常若能行，连显明也迷惑。
And especially talked about this in verse 24, for false Christ and false prophets will appear to perform great signs and miracles to deceive the people.
这里写大神迹，因为在选民的眼中以为是大神迹。
And over here it talks about these are great signs because this is what the chosen people have seen.
其实他们被迷惑。
Actually, they are being deceived.
那个不是神迹。
And these are not miracles.
那是从鬼魔来的。
And these are actually from Satan and demons.
神迹会造就人，神迹绝对不会迷惑人。
And miracles would edify others, and yet it would not deceive others.
只有从鬼魔来的这些奇奇怪怪的事情才会迷惑人。
And only things are from the devils and demons will deceive people.
所以连选民也迷惑。
And even the elected chosen people are being deceived.
什么叫选民？神一定要得救。
And who are the chosen people? These are the people that's appointed to be saved by God.
信仰的路一路走下来，神都觉得啊，这个好啊，这个一直保守在主神里面呢。
And after going through the journey of your faith, and God would think that this is good because you have kept yourself in faith.
神看着他会得救。
And God will see him to be saved.
但是，这些奇奇怪怪的事把他给迷惑了。
And but these all strange things have deceiving them.
其实在讲我们现在的时代。
And so this is actually talking about our generation.
神迹的一个目的要证实教会所传的道来自神。
And the purpose of miracles is to confirm what the church was preaching has been a fact.
神迹的目的要证实这个教会有主的同工。
And the purpose of a miracle is to confirm that this church would have the abidance of God.
神迹的目的是要彰显神的荣耀。
And the purpose of the miracle is to reveal the glory of God.
神迹的目的要让你进入那个真教会，然后信耶稣得永生。
The purpose of a miracle is for you to enter into that true church and believe and receive eternal life.
你不要以为教会里面没有假基督，没有假先知啊。
So do not think that inside the church there would not be false prophets and Christ.
伊甸园里那条蛇
，and the serpent that was in Garden of Eden，
在神的言子里面骗了亚当夏娃。
And deceive Adam and Eve in God's garden.
神说不要吃，吃就死。
And God have said to them that do not eat the fruit, and you will surely die.
神说神，蛇说神不是这个意思。
And the serpent says that's not the way that was put.
你吃了之后跟神一样，眼睛明亮，能知善恶，那多好啊。
And after you eat the fruit, your eyes will be brightened, and you could distinguish right and evil.
亚当夏娃就此进入了死亡。
And Adam and Eve, because of this, has entered into death.
因为他选了蛇的话。
Because they have chosen the words of the serpent.
他觉得蛇的话比神的话更可信。
They feel that the words of the serpent is more trustworthy than God.
假基督、假先知，其实后面就是死。
False prophets and false Christ, behind that is actually the serpent.
也就是伊甸园那条蛇吧。
It is the same serpent from the Garden of Eden.
更明白的讲撒旦嘛。
And to clearly define it, it will be Satan.
啊，他现在看到你在真教会，啊，有机会得救，啊，他又要骗你了。
And he's seen that you are inside the true church and you have the chance of salvation, he will try to deceive you again.
Oh, 一直到末世你还是神的选民，oh, 他又要来骗你了。
Until the last days of the end times, you are still considered the chosen people of God, he would definitely would want to try to deceive you.
什么叫做忍耐到底？什么叫求告主名？
And what does it mean to persevere till the end and to be praying and seeking the name of God?
就是一直相信神，相信主耶稣。
And that is to continuing believing in Lord Jesus Christ and continue believing God.
没有怀疑，没有动摇。
Without a doubt and without being shaken.
所以今天在教会里面，神迹是佐证，这是真神的教会。神迹是让我们相信，哦，这个是从神来的道理。
So inside the true church today, miracles will lead us to believe that this is actually the teaching from God.
所以我们要注意，教会是在传神还是在传神迹。
So we have to be able to tell that whether the church is preaching God himself or is preaching the miracles.
今天你去看报纸的广告，有时候什么布道会什么什么，哎，治病布道会。
And sometimes if you read the newspapers, they would have advertisement telling about evangelical services, and actually these are for what? For healing the sick.
神迹布道会。
And this is a miracles evangelical service.
啊，某某工人都有能力，都有能力被他摸的，哎呀，脚长短也变好了，生病的马上好了，啊，瘸腿的马上起来走路了。
And so workers that speaking at this event will have the ability to heal the crippled and healed major illnesses.
我们要很小心。
We have to be very careful.
这是从神来的还是从鬼魔来的？
If this is from God or from the devil.
神显神迹，鬼魔显奇迹。
And God will reveal miracles and the devil will reveal wonders.
神的神迹造就人，鬼魔的奇迹迷惑人。
And miracles of God would edify others and the wonders from the devil will deceive others.
所以教会是传神，不是在传神迹。
So the church is preaching God, not miracles.
教会是要人信神，不是要人来信神迹。
And the church will want people to believe in God, not to come and believe in miracles.
你现在说，啊，哪个教会有真道可以听，人不太喜欢听。
And if you hear about whether a church would have a good sermon, but peopledoes not want to listen to that.
你听说哪边哪个石头会掉眼泪，哇，一票人跑去了，信基督的也一大堆。
And if you heard about maybe somewhere if there's a rock that shed tears, a whole bunch of people will want to try to go and see it and pray upon it.
有的教会甚至放开一般的机会，啊，带全体信徒去看，哦，那边有这种奇怪的现象，啊，应该是神迹，其实不是。
And some church will actually bring groups of people to these sites to see this this strange phenomenon.
我们是在传神，我们是在信神。
And we are preaching God, we are believing in God.
我们在追求神。
We are pursuing after God.
我们不是在追求神迹。
We are not pursuing after miracles.
以色列人旷野40年，天天走在神迹当中，最后一半以上的人都倒了。
And the Israelites are walking in the wilderness for 40 years in among miracles, and at the end, half of them perished.
神迹的目的不是让你撑起到最后麻痹来，没什么，天天下麻了，没什么意思的，这吃起来很难吃的。
And the purpose of the miracle is not for you to be paralyzed because you have seen so many. You have received daily manas. At the end, you even grew tired of it.
神迹是要让你 想到神，追求神，相信神。
So the purpose of miracles for you to remember and think of and pursuing after God.
神迹不能取代神。
And miracles would not be able to replace God himself.
就算是来自真神的神迹，神迹也不能取代神。
Although the miracles are from the true God himself, it would never have the ability to replace it.
教会不能传神迹而不传神。
And the church would not be able to only preach the miracles, not God.
信徒不能信神迹而不信神。
And the people would not only...cannot only believe the miracles and not God himself.
啊，我病得医治，我就信了，信了我就走了。
And my illness was healed, and then after I'm healed, I will leave.
啊，主耶稣医好了十个大麻风的，九个都走掉了。
And the ten lepers that Lord Jesus has healed, nine of them went away.
这不是主耶稣行神迹的目的。
And this is not the purpose for Lord Jesus to perform miracles.
行神迹的目的是让你在神迹中看到，哎，有神的同在，然后来追求神。
And the purpose of miracles is for you to understand and feel the abidance of God, and then come to pursue after it.
喜欢追求神迹的。
Whoever that follows and pursue after miracles.
而不追求神的。
And indeed would refrain from pursuing after God.
要小心。
Have to be watchful.
那不是神行神迹的目的。
And this is not the purpose for God to reveal miracles to you.
人太重视这些奇奇怪怪的事情，到最后很容易被迷惑啊。
And during the last days, when you are among all these phenomena and strange things, men are very vulnerable to be deceived.
所以人不能被迷惑。
So men should not be deceived.
人被迷惑就失去了生命。
So if men are deceived, men would lose life.
教会也不能被迷惑。
And church would not be deceived.
哦，某某工人很有能力，某某工人怎么样？
And some special worker are very powerful and with special abilities.
再有能力也是神来的吧。
And any power and ability are from God.
你是信神，还是信神迹，还是信那个工人可以治病呢？
And so are you believing in God, or are you believing in miracles, or are you believing that the workers can heal the sick?
所以看到神迹要想到神，要想到神迹的源头。
And when you see a miracle, you have to think about God, and you have to think about the beginning of the miracle.
神迹的源头是谁？
And who is at the beginning of the miracle?
是神。
It's actually God.
不是那个行神迹的人。
It's not the miracle performer.
那神为什么要给我们看神迹？
Why would God let us see the miracles?
让我们相信有神。
Because and for us to believe that there are God.
主耶稣为什么用神迹跟着教会？
And why does Lord Jesus Christ use miracles to follow church?
让我们知道这是主所同工的。
So to let us know that this has the abidance of the Lord.
让我们知道这个真教会所传的道是从主来的。
To let us know that the preaching from this true church is actually from God himself.
主耶稣教我们怎么防备假先知。
Lord Jesus have taught us how to prevent from false prophets.
他再三讲，当他们到你们这里来的时候，穿着羊皮，里面却是尘包的呢。
And he has talked about that when they come over to you, they actually have sheep skin that cover themselves, but they're actually wolves.
凭着他们的果子，你可以认出他们来。
Through their fruits, you might be able to distinguish it as well.
你必须有圣灵同在，你必须有属灵的眼光，你才可以看得出来。
And you must have the abidance of the Holy Spirit. You must have spiritual foresight to be able to tell.
你如果没有从神来的能力，如果没有从神来的那一份看见，你会只看到羊皮，看不到狼啊。
And if you don't have the power that's from God, you don't have the foresight, you could only see the sheepskin, not the wolf.
保罗是不是一个真正的工人？
Is Paul a true worker?
他是个真正的工人。
Paul is a true worker.
但是他工人的一个真正的改变是主用大光照他之后，用圣灵让他眼睛可以看见，身体可以健壮的时候。
The major transformation that Paul has gone through is when he was shined upon by the light, and after he has received the Holy Spirit.
过去的保罗自认，哎，按着律法我无可指摘啊。
The old Paul.Thinks that himself that under the law and commandments that he has nothing to be blamed.
但事实上他是逼迫教会。
But actually he is persecuting church.
啊，所以过去的他被他的自我蒙蔽。
So the old Paul he was covered by himself.
人被自我蒙蔽的时候，会以为自己在做圣工。
When men are in covers of themselves, they would think that they are actually doing work.
其实是在逼迫神的教会。
But they were in fact persecuting God's church.
啊，所以主耶稣要亚拿尼亚去跟他按手，在祷告中让他按手，让他可以看见，眼睛有一鳞掉下来。
And so Lord Ananias want Lord Jesus Christ to lay hands on upon him so he could see that during the prayers there are scales falling out from his eyes.
所以我们在信仰当中要很小心，必须有神的灵跟我们同在，我们才有属灵的看见。
So during our journey of faith, we have to be very careful. We have to have the spirit abidance from God in order for us to distinguish what's right and wrong.
不要只看到属肉的，而看不到属灵的。
And we should not just be able to see things from a physical point of view, not spiritual.
不要只看到短暂而看不到永恒。
And we should not just see things from a very short perspective and not long term.
要忍耐到底，到最后还求告主名。
And we have to hold on to the end. At the end, we have to pray out to God's name.
因为在这过程当中，魔鬼也一直在做工。
Because during this process, Satan is working as well.
所以主耶稣要我们防备。
So Lord Jesus Christ wanted us to prevent.
防备那皮羊皮的狼啊，因为他一直在教会里面。
And to prevent the wolf that has the sheepskin that covers himself with.
假教会里面充满着假基督、假先知。
And in false church, there are full of false prophets and Christ.
真教会里面有没有假先知
？And is there false prophets in true church?
有的。
Yes, there is.
我们看一下《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Ephesians chapter 20. I'm sorry. Act chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
圣灵立你们做前情的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为前情谨慎牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血手买来的。二十九节。
Verse 29.
我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。三十节。
Verse 30.
就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，引诱门徒跟从他们。这是在圣灵所立的真教会里面有这个现象。
And you will see this in.A church that's established by the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们在信仰的路上，魔鬼既然会叫蛇到伊甸园，那魔鬼怎么不会叫蛇进入真教会呢？因为得救的人就在真教会，所以他一定进来的。
And during our journey of faith, why wouldn't it that serpent, the demon would ask the serpent to go into the true church because all the believers are in there.
所以我们要知道真教会在哪里。
So we have to know where the true church is located.
你也要知道，哎，在真教会里面可能也有假先知啊。
And you have to know that in true church there are false prophets as well.
所以你在辨别当中你要很小心。
So
不是每个人光国之事，不是。
If you try to distinguish it, you have to be very careful.
啊，所以主耶稣特别交代这些事。
So, Jesus especially talked about these things.
升天前特别交代门徒该怎么去做。
And before resurrection, he has commanded the disciples about what to do regarding this.
怎么去做教会的工作。
And how to do the work of the church.
怎么去救人。
And how to save mankind.
我 们再次来看看马可福音。
And let's turn back to Mark.
16章的结尾，主耶稣升天的时候。
And the end of chapter 16, during the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
15节、16节。
And Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
主又对他们说：“你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”所以这边是谈到教会的工作。
So here it talks about the work in the church.
谈到教会怎么救人。
It talk about how the church will save men.
主耶稣所安排给教会的，主耶稣所安排给世人的是一个必然得救。
And what Jesus has prearranged for the people and the church is that you will be saved.
借着信，借着受洗。
And through beliefs and baptize and baptism, you will be saved.
所以人接受的，如果是神所安排的信。
And if men are to accept the arrangement of God,
人接受的，如果是主所安排的洗，那是必然得救。
And if the man is to accept the baptism from God, then he will be saved.
所以这个洗必须是一个赦罪的洗。
And so this baptism must be a baptism of redemption of sins.
那个施洗的教会必须有赦罪的权柄。
And the church that's performing the baptism must have the authority for the redemption of sins.
这个赦罪的权柄从哪里来？
And where is this authority comes from?
我们再次来看约翰福音二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章二十一节。
John chapter 20 verse 21.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。”二十二节。
22.
说了这话，就向他们吹口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”二十三节。
23.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。这里面谈到主耶稣在谈将来要成就的事，因为主耶稣将来要到父那边去。
So over here, Lord Jesus is talking about things that's going to happen in the future because he is returning to God himself.
但门徒还留在这个世界。
But the disciples will remain on earth.
那这个救人的工作，父差遣的耶稣，耶稣要差遣门徒去做。
And so the work of saving men that's originally from God has passed on from Jesus to the disciples.
所以主耶稣跟他们说，你们会受圣灵。
And so Jesus tells them that you will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他们受圣灵是在耶稣升天之后，也就是五旬节圣灵大降的时候，他们受了圣灵。
So after Jesus Christ has resurrected into heaven during Pentecost.Coastal day, the disciples received the Holy Spirit. Why do you have to be baptized in a church that has the Holy Spirit? And because a church that has the Holy Spirit would have the authority for the redemption of sins. And if the church would not have the Holy Spirit, and if the church has a lack of clear understanding that's go against the definition of the Bible,
主不会跟他们同工的。
Lord would not work alongside with that church.
主不同工的教会，你在那边再怎么洗都一样。
And a church that's not being abided by God, doesn't matter how many times you baptize, it's the same thing.
那是在宽门大路的信，那是在宽门大路的洗。
And this is through the white gates and open road baptism that's from that type.
不是在窄门小路真教会的信而受洗。
And it's not the narrow gate and small roads that you would receive the same type of baptism.
所以当主耶稣在讲信而受洗的时候，那个是一份完全的信，一份完全的洗。
So when Jesus Christ is talking about believe and be baptized, he is talking about the complete faith.
什么叫做信而受洗必然得救？
And what is it mean by believe and be baptized and you will be saved?
主耶稣在马太福音里面讲得很清楚。
And Lord Jesus Christ talked about it clearly in the book of Matthew.
也是在主耶稣升天前。
And this was pre-resurrection as well.
我们来看一下马太福音28章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
18节。
Verse 18.
马太福音28章18节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
耶稣进前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了19节
Verse 19
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗20节
Verse 20
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就与你们同在直到世界的末了所以从这边去看耶稣主耶稣在解释一个真正的信仰受洗
And so here we could see thatLord Jesus Christ is truly describing the definition of believe and be baptized.
所以一个真正的信仰受洗不是说我信了我洗了我就必然基督不是这是一般教会的解释。
And this is the truly believe and be baptized nature, not as described by ordinary church.
就算你在真教会受洗但是后来你如果又回到世界去
Even if you believe and you're baptized in the true church, but you return back to the world,
你会得救吗
Would you be saved?
彼得后书怎么讲的我们看一下、哦、
And what does it say in 2 Peter? Let's take a look.
彼得后书二章
2 Peter chapter
2 20节
Verse 20
倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽后来又被其中又在其中被缠制制服他们末后的情况就比以前更不好了21节
Verse 21
他们晓得义路竟背弃了传给他们的生命倒不如不晓得为妙22节
Verse 22
俗语说的真不错狗所吐的他转过来又吃猪洗净了又回到泥地里去滚这话用在他们身上正合适所以这边彼得也特别跟我们讲不要以为你信了不要以为你洗了就必然得救啊
So Peter has told us here thatDon't believe that you will can be saved after if you believe and be baptized.
不要相信一般教会跟你讲啊，你信了，你洗了，要一定接下来去天国。
And do not believe that the common church will tell you that you believe and be baptized, you will be saved and going to heaven.
就算你在真教会真的让主耶稣宝血赦去你过去的罪，但是你如果又回到从前。
Even if you're at a true church and then your sins are cleansed.And then you return back to the old self.
晓得义路这样违背弃的生命，他说，不如不晓得为妙。
And it would have been better for them not to have known the weight of righteousness than to have known it and then turn back on their ways.
为什么彼得会这么讲
？And why would Peter say such things?
因为是明知故犯，人得知真道之后故意再犯，将来的罪更重。
And because you have committed this act, evenknowingly committed, and so that would cause more severe consequences.
所以永远不要相信任何教会说，哦，你信了，洗了，以后再做什么都必然得救。不要相信这种话，这是鬼话。
So do not believe in what the common churches are telling you that once you believe and baptize, even if you committed sins, you could come back and you could be well again. Do not believe in such talks.
所以主耶稣在这个信仰受洗里面，他特别来解释。
And so Lord Jesus Christ has explained clearly the definition of believe and be baptized.
传福音施洗是第一个使命，教会第一个使命。
So to preach the gospel and to baptize others is the number one mission in the true church right now.
第二个使命在二十节。
And the number two mission, it's recorded in verse 20.
凡主耶稣所吩咐你们的，你都教训他们遵守。主耶稣就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And if they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled in it and welcome, they are worse off at the end.
这个在解释凡忍耐到底，到最后还求告主名的，必然得救。
And so this is ones that's persevered to the end, and then they're asking to the name of the Christ and they will be saved.
你在任何情形下
Under any circumstances, you have full reliance of Lord Jesus Christ. You believe, you follow his teachings.
主耶稣跟我们打包票，这个时候必然得救，因为他一直跟我们同在，保守我们直到世界的末了。
And Jesus Christ has guaranteed this because you have constantly abided in the truth and you have followed commandments.
但是这个工作谁来做？教会来做，所以主耶稣所吩咐的教会都要教，不只要教，还要教信徒遵守。
And so, whose work would this be? This is actually the work of the church. And so, anything that Jesus Christ teaches, the church must teach it to its members, and then instruct them to follow the commandments.
所以真正的信啊，受洗啊，不只说受洗的热信，受洗完后还要继续信。
And the true belief in baptize is not only just for the time being, but afterwards you have to continue to believe.
而且你那个信心要真正的行为啊，真正。在行为上谨守主耶稣的吩咐。
And you must have the true faith, and you must have the action, and true action, you must follow the commandment of God.
啊，你不能受洗没有赦罪的功效，然后信也是自己啊，觉得哦这样够了。
And you cannot be baptized, with an ineffective way, and then you could believe that this is the right thing to do.
没有受圣灵，又跟自己讲说我有圣灵。
And you have not received the Holy Spirit, but you're telling yourself that you have received it.
这么近天国。
How can you possibly enter heaven?
窄门小路是神设的。
And the small gate and narrow way are established by God.
你一定要经过，你一定要进去，而且一直。持守在里面。
And you have to walk upon it and pass through it, and you have to hold yourself on until the very end.
所以，耶稣吩咐的，我们都要教，都要讲，而且都要遵守。不止信徒遵守，工人也要遵守。
So whatever Jesus has ordered, we must follow it, and not only us, but the workers have to follow it as well.
所以你要去看一个教会。他讲到是不是只讲一部分、啊、只讲好听的、啊、信而受洗必然得救，是不是只讲这样子？
So you have to see a church whether when they speak about believe and be baptized, so do they truly mean it, or are they just talking about it in such way?
啊，其余的不用讲了，讲不完的，你到底是明白不了的了。人又不是神，人不可能这样做的吧？
And so you don't have to talk about other things because man would not be able to understand it because it's too complicated for them.
我最近遇到一位信徒是，也是基督教会，在跟我们不同教会的。
And recently I came across a Christian that goes to another church.
我跟他建议说，你我知道你很久没去教会，因为你市场的事情太忙了。
And I have told him that I understand that you haven't been going to church because you're too busy with the world.
我说给你一些正道带，但是你如果有空的话，我想一个月一次或者两次，我们一起查经，在组里面来分享。
And I will give you some CDs to listen to, but if it's possible, once or twice in a month, let's have a Bible study and we will have a sharing in the Lord.
他跟我回答说，神看内心不看外表。
And his reply to me was that God will see the inner hearts, not the outer appearance.
他想跟我讲，他内心还是相信神，但是在外表没有办法去教会。
And so, in other words, he's trying to tell me that inside his heart, he still believes in God, but on the outside, he is not physically able to attend any type of service.
他说，哎，神拣选扫罗的时候是这个样子，所以神看我们内心的。
And he tells me that this is how the same way that God has chosen Saul, because God sees our inner hearts.
我特别回答他，那你的内心相信神，但都不进去主耶稣的身体了。
And so I replied to him that you believe Jesus in your inner hearts, but you would not enter into the body of Christ.
是你来相信耶稣，还是耶稣来相信你啊？
So are you believing in Jesus, or Jesus is believing in you?
不要停止聚会啊。
Do not stop going to service.
像那些停止惯了就不好啊。
And if this is a common practice for some people, this is not good.
信心是忍耐到最后的。
And faith must be hold on until the very end.
在任何情形下都坚信主的名，求告主的名，不依靠别的东西。
And under any conditions that you will believe in the name of the Lord, you would pray to the name of the Lord. You would believe. You would not believe in anything else.
所以必须找到真教会。
So you must find the true church.
不只找到真教会。
Not only should you find the true church.
你还要做真信徒。
You have to be a true Christian.
我们下次继续这个题目。
And next time we will continuing on this top topic.
我们唱诗180首。
Sing hymn 180.
凡人听见福去到小心天上来的星星关心天下人引到永生天国自由自在门凡云的救者当今无论何人来可以进天门真神赐给世人的答案心而悔改受新生命令凡愚的救者快进凡人领受真理需到遵行放下一切重担越走越光明引到永生天国自由自小路凡愚的救者当心无论何人来可以进天门此乃真神赐给世人的答案心安悔改受洗圣灵必引领凡愚的救者快进耶稣今天的话坚不可忘许多关门大路引人到灭亡应当恒心忍耐进入正门路必能享福在天堂无论何人来可以进天门此乃真神赐给世人的答案心而悔改受洗圣灵必引领凡愚的救者快进
Please sit.
那么皇后教会马上有灵恩布道会。
And Queen's Church will soon have the spiritual convocation.
布道是到普天下传福音，让人信而受洗。
And to evangelize to all over the world and let people believe and be baptized.
灵恩会是在神的恩典里面思考神给我们的恩典。
And spiritual convocation is the time to reflect upon the grace that God has given us.
看主耶稣怎么为我们钉死。
And to think about how Jesus was crucified on the cross.
看主耶稣怎么在我们还为罪人的时候就为我们舍弃了生命。
And how Jesus has given up his own life for us when we are still sinners.
所以那些已经受洗的，每次领圣餐的时候，本身要好好的去省察。
And to the believers that before partaking Holy Communion, you must think it very deeply.
好好的去省察。
And you have to think and confess.
如果不安的话。
And if you feel uncertain.
感谢神，你还有那一份神里的知觉。
And thank God, you still have the feeling that's from God.
当然，我们希望每次都心很安。
And of course, we will feel that every time, we are conscious it's okay.
但是那是要真正的心安理得，在心里很平安，在道理上也站得住脚。
But you, in order to have pure conscious, you must be able to stand up.
你如果不好好省察，
and if you don't think and confess,
你就吃喝自己的罪。
And you are eating and drinking your own sins.
所以为这个灵恩会，为这个布道会，我们好好来祷告。
And so we will pray for the spiritual and evangelical convocation.
神拣选了我们。
And God has chosen us.
使徒的工作交在我们的手上。
The work of the apostles is passed on to us.
我们是圣灵所立的教会。
We are a church that's established by Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须恢复使徒时代那个真教会，圣灵真的都在带领，大家都同心合意，神将爱神的人天天加添给他们。
And so we must return back to the times of the apostle church that everybody would joyfully believe, and everybody that believes, God would add more upon it.
这是神给我们的恩典，这是神给我们的责任。
And this is the grace from God. This is the responsibility that's passed on to us by God.
我们特别来祷告，求神的灵大大的动工。
We have to especially pray for this and ask the Spirit of God to move and to work.On this.
真的让人看到主耶稣跟我们同工。
And to truly show people that Lord Jesus Christ is truly with us.
真的让人看到主耶稣用神迹来证明我们所传的道。
And truly to let people know that Lord Jesus Christ is using miracles to confirm what we have preached.
真的让人看到那个通往得救的那个窄门小路就在这个地方。
And to truly let people see that the narrow gate and the small roads are located here. Let's all kneel down and pray.